How did the Revolution do against the San Angelo Bandits over the weekend? Find out this and more on Revolution Zone, presented by Impact Media. Revolution Zone, presented by Impact Media. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. How you guys doing this week? Hope everybody's doing well. Pretty much today, I'm going to go over things I saw during the game and some other news and notes as well. Try to get you caught up on everything that I can. It was a pretty fun game, especially the outcome. I think you'll like better than last week. And like I said, I'll get you caught up on all the other things going on in Revolution World. But just want to welcome you to the show. Thanks to Impact Media and obviously Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to come on each and every week and entertain you guys. At least I hope we're entertaining you guys. But as I said, let's jump right into that game against San Angelo, the Bandits, and the Revolution from the other night from San Angelo. You know, a lot of things, I think we're starting to learn more about this Revolution team as we're going along in the season, which is what typically will happen. You don't ever know what you have to start with. Just as things play out, you start to see people, you know, fill out roles and really understand their purpose in the game. I think we have a lot of that. Jumping right into the game, San Angelo had a field goal mishap, and the Revolution turned that into a interception touchdown. That, of course, made it 14-6. It seemed like Robert Kent or Bobby Kent Jr., whatever he wants to go by. I personally don't know, so I'm going to just call him Quarterback Kent. Quarterback Kent seemed to settle down a little more than last week. I think he kind of got the jitters out. Always opening week is the first game of the year is always a little jittery, even for the biggest veterans. But he was more consistent this week. I liked what I saw from him. You know, last week, I wasn't calling for his head, but I was saying, you know, you got two quarterbacks. I understand you didn't dress Halpin, and I'm split down the middle. I like both these guys for different reasons. One's a little more mobile. One's a better drop-back passer. You know, time will tell as to which direction they like to go. They may just pull a Belichick and just play it by the matchup, depending on which kind of defensive line they're going against as to which one they may play. You know, I'm good with that. Like I said, he settled down. I liked his play a lot more. The special teams for the Revolution still needs a little bit of work. The Bandits had the immediate kick return on the very next play after that interception touchdown. Kind of took the momentum right back to the Bandits' side. That was 14-13. The guy that returned for the Bandits, he made about two moves, and then he was all by himself. There was not even a teammate near him. Pretty good moves on that guy's part, but didn't help our Revolution much. Frankie Solomon Jr. is by far the best returner on this team. He had some good returns. It was good to see him back on the field. Hope everything's doing well there. You know, everybody takes some bumps and bruises along the way. Didn't see any big injuries tonight. Everybody seemed to get up on their own and move on, because I know Darius Fudge got knocked around a few times, but he got up. Fudge, speaking of him, he has good recognition of the running lanes, and he has good solid runs up the middle. That's a very hard, it's not that you can't teach that. It's that most of the time people can't catch on to that. You're either an edge rusher or you're up the middle. Seems like Fudge can do a little bit of both. He seems to be really good at finding the lanes, because this offensive line was opening up holes big enough for me and 10 friends to run through. This offensive line is really starting to gel. Revolution did have the 14-13 lead at the end of the first. And they decided to start airing it out a little more than they did last week. And once again, you know, as you get more comfortable Kent's getting a little more recognition of to which receivers are where and their tendencies and that kind of thing. So you're going to see that. But I definitely enjoyed them airing it out a lot more. A lot more of the plus yard bombs and passes that were just, you know, going end zone to end zone. It was pretty nice to see that, because it balanced out the way Fudge was just running in almost any time he wanted to up the middle. I don't know what his total yards were. The stats, they're still trying to get that glitch going so we can see the live stats. I'm sure TexasRevs.com will probably have something along the lines of that. You know, the fact that Garrett Palmer missed 3 out of 5 field goals last week, you know, kinds of things happen. It's really hard to kick a field goal anywhere, especially on a professional stage like this. So, you know, I understand things happening. But this week, they went for it on fourth down a handful of times. It seemed like instead of kicking, they went ahead. And I like being aggressive, too. And really, you could argue either way on that one. Going for it on fourth down right out of the gate in the second quarter ended up in a Revolution touchdown that put it 20-13, because they missed the extra point. Seemed like it was a good idea to not go for the field goal in that respect. The defensive line for the Revolution are just insane at stopping the run. It is very hard to run on these guys, and they're putting a lot of pressure on the opposing quarterbacks. I mean, as big as they are, I would say this defensive line may be the best in the league. I'm not just saying that because it's a Revolution show. I'm saying that because if you look at all the other teams in this league, the ones at least I've gotten to see, I don't think there's a defensive line that holds any kind of candle or any kind of merit towards what Texas is doing here. Darius Fudge did have a costly fumble that the Bandits recovered and ran all the way back. That made it 20-20 because they did not miss their extra point there. It left about 6 minutes left to go in the second quarter. The Bandits like to go for these squib kicks. A lot of teams in the Arena League like to do that, or in the CIF, that is, but in the arena environment. It's a good strategy. Why bank on kicking it into the stands, which I believe by the second time you do it, the opposing team starts on the 20. Somebody can probably correct me on that one. The first time you kick it through the back of the end zone, yeah, I believe you start on the 5. The second time you do it, it's like the 20-yard line from there on out, which is really, you really, the other team started on the 20 automatically. So the squib there, they actually recover it. Special teams is still having issues for the Revolution at this point. And this took most of the Revolution's momentum at this point. Officiating, I think these guys are getting used to the two leagues merging and some of the newer rules that are in. There's a couple calls that just, and it wasn't as bad as last week against the Revolution, but it did still seem like, you know, 65% of the calls seemed to be against them. A couple of them kind of weird. The Bandits had a couple fair share of theirs as well, but once again, it seemed like, and by far, when the Revolution were guilty, it was called, but there was a couple times that there wasn't really anything moving on the play, and they still got called. So, you know, the league's looking into that. They're trying to make sure everybody understands the rules, because, hey, you are merging two different organizations into one league here, so there's going to be some overlap. You're going to have to figure out some of that. Like I said, the Revolution's defense is becoming a wall. Darius Fudge had a touchdown, make it 27-23 Revolutions with about 49 seconds to go. They just kept battling. They didn't give up. I love this, because right before halftime, a lot of times people get lazy and end up giving up points. That being said, the Revolution continued to give up big plays. Like I said, in only 49 seconds, Bandits were they ended up scoring again, made it 30-27. Bandits, they go into halftime with the lead. Going to the second half, Daryl Raven Charlo is a wide receiver and defensive back for the Bandits, and he is like their Frankie Salomon Jr. The guy is everywhere. He was always the one making tackles, always the one making plays. I'm kind of glad we don't have to play them again. Or we may have to play them again. But if we do, somebody's got to keep an eye on Raven Charlo here. Went for it again on fourth down. It was dropped in the end zone. I question again, why not let Garrett kick that one? It was a little bit shorter kick. But it is what it is. There's a reason why I'm not the coach. The coach is apparently thinking about something that I'm not thinking of. But wouldn't mind knowing what's going on there. Maybe Garrett's injured. They didn't want to risk it. Revolution picked up a huge sack. And in fact, the defense backed the San Angelo Bandits up 17 yards on the drive in like three plays. Then, I believe the guy's name is Heartless. Very good name for what he does in a game. He caught the long touchdown, made it 36-27 with 6:47 left in the third. The Bandits do another squib. Fudge runs it down to the 2-yard line. He's starting to learn how to burn him on this. You put Fudge on the second line so that he's the one that catches the squib. You put Frankie Solomon Jr. in the back in case they kick it deep. That's one of the best 1-2 punches in the league, possibly the best there as well. The Revolution's offensive line was just, like I said, phenomenal. Great at making lanes. It was big enough to where all of us could have walked through in one big parade. Fudge walked in for another touchdown, made it 36-34 with 6:14 left. There was a pressure sack, and I don't know if they gave it to Robert Williams or DeMario Dixon. But regardless, still a sack for the Revolution. I believe they had a handful more the rest of the night. Penalties are still killing the Revolution. They've got to work on those. I mentioned those before with the officiating. Apparently they're going to call it, so just don't do it and work on that. The evolution of Brett Reese Jr. has been great. It's been just fun to watch. This guy was making plays all night long. Brewster had some good runs. He's actually the backup running back. They let Fudge take a little bit of a break there. In fact, at one point, I think he got a little knocked down, and they were checking him out to make sure he was okay. Turns out he was. He made it back in the game. Marcus Jenkins had the receiving touchdown. Just the evolution of Jenkins has been fun, too. He's another guy that's fun to watch. There's a lot of good playmakers on this team. The more they learn how to play together, the better off they're going to be, and the more points they're going to put on the board, which ultimately usually means more wins, which is what it really comes down to. They went for the 2-point conversion, which was also Jenkins. Caught that one. The guy can catch about anything, I believe. The Revolution goal line defense, because sometimes that's different than your regular defense, they were amazing. If at any point they were ever backed up against their own goal line, you dang near couldn't get it past them. Which, in arena, is kind of hard. It seems like, you know, at any point, even the quarterback could just lunge forward like they would in the NFL. Nope, where they were stopping him every time. I believe they stopped him on 3 straight plays, made him kick a field goal or... I believe they went for it, and there was an interception by the Revolution with just a couple minutes left. Palmer missed a field goal with a minute 13 to go. I'm starting to think maybe he's injured. Maybe he's just a little dinged up, not 100%. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. And Frankie Solomon Jr. with the strip, to which he then kind of handed off pitch to Washington, and that pretty much ended the game. It made it to where you can take a knee, which I'm going to get to in a minute, because I know Sonny Clark has talked about this in the last couple of weeks, and he's asked for clarifications, and I'm kind of curious how this goes too. But ultimately, the Revolution win, 42-36. It was a fun game on AmericanOneSports.com. If you're not watching on there, it's only a couple bucks. You can go ahead. You can, you know, a couple times that I wasn't able to see games last year, or you know, when you're not able to be there live, get it on AmericanSports1.com. For a couple bucks, you can get it on your computer. You can get it on your phone. If you got one of those Chromecast things or some way to hook your computer to your TV, use it. That's what I've done. You get great audio. You always get to hear Sonny call the game. it's like you're there the whole time, really. It really feels like you're there. The only thing is, the bathroom line is a little shorter. But the bathroom lines usually aren't that bad at the Allen Center, so I'm not worried about that. But like I said, the Revolution did win that game 42-36. I'm happy with 42 points on the board. 36, like I said, a couple weeks ago. In the arena environment, in the indoor football environment, on average, and your average night, you're going to give up about 30 points or so anyway. It's just part of the game. You try not to. Ultimately, it's better if you don't. But if you can keep them to 30, 35 points, in this case 36, they're able to pull out the victory. The Revolution are capable of 40-plus points a game. The Bandits are as well. That's why it was good to keep them under that. You're able to win. As far as news and notes for you on your way out this week, if you want to register your wiener for the March 20th race at the Allen Event Center, there is all the information on the Facebook page. Of course, I am talking about your wiener dog, your Dachshund, not anything else. But they are still taking registration for that. You can get the form and fill it all out and everything. Should be a good time. That is the home opener. Which, the next game on the docket here. Texas Revolution versus the New Mexico Stars at 7 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. You can, thanks to Game Day Sports, you can meet former Cowboys great Drew Pearson. He is the wide receiver. If you don't remember him, please look him up. You're going to enjoy it. I believe it's $20 per autograph. That's a steal. Trust me, I've met a lot of people over the years, all kinds of various degrees of their celebrityness. That is a word. You can look it up. $20 for a former Cowboy great like that, like Drew Pearson? Sure. All day. Of course, like I said, Game Day Sports, you can contact them, 877-214-7444. I believe the signing is from 6 to 7, so an hour up before game time. Go down there and meet Drew Pearson. High-five him, tell him how amazing he was, how great the Cowboys are. He will love that. The team doctor, of course, that would be Jana Brock. She is going to be honored at a luncheon, or she's going to be, I think she's speaking at a luncheon. But the details of that as well, that luncheon is March 19th as part of the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in the Allen Fairview Chamber area. You can get more information on the Facebook page. Like I said, that's facebook.com/Texas Revolution. And finally, can't let you out of here before I can give you a cool tip, really cool tip here. The Revolution are currently having a 10% off sale in their team store in the Allen Event Center, and it will continue through the home game on Friday. That's the game I told you about. You can also use the order online, use the discount code GOREVS, that's GOREVS, and you can also get 10% off on online orders. I may just have to go grab that hat I keep talking about. But that's going to do it for me this week. Appreciate you guys dropping by. Hope I was able to entertain you, tell y'all about the Revolution, in case you didn't get a chance to see the game, or maybe you just wanted to hear the breakdown of it. Make sure to give that to you. Thanks to Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to do this each and every week. Hope to line up some really cool stuff here in the next couple weeks for you guys, so stay tuned for sure. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. This has been Revolution Zone. We'll see you next week. The secret safe with the NSA. God, we trust all the speed.